Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, a YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. We are just a little over a week away from the 2025 NFL Draft. Howie Rosen spoke yesterday along with Nick Sirianni, their pre-draft availability. I want to dive in today, the Eagles' needs. So yesterday, Howie, you know, spoke about the needs and the board and all that kind of stuff. And you know, you kind of read through the lines when you listen to these pre-draft press conferences. Teams do these. They're not going to give away their entire draft strategy. But, you know, Howie mentioned stacking the board and having groups of players. And then when you get onto your pick, you figure out whether or not it's going to be, you know, your need, your the grouping of players and how you pick a player and best player available, all that kind of stuff. But entering the draft, the Eagles have some needs. And what's interesting to me is, you know, even after free agency, you know, because Howie mentioned yesterday that he tries to, and it's a really good strategy, do enough in free agency that they're not forced, they don't enter a draft so thin in a position that they have to reach that position because they just need a player. That they have options. And then they may not be great, but they're options at certain positions just to kind of fill themselves no matter what happens in the draft, they don't have to reach. And that's a great strategy. It's really worked out well for the Philadelphia Eagles. But when I looked this morning, I pulled up their depth chart, their current depth chart. And again, this is the ESPN depth chart. You know, Vic Fangio and Kevin Petullo might have a different depth chart, but I'm going off of the players and most of the starters, especially on the offensive side of the football, we know. And what caught my attention is as I started ranking the needs as I saw them, I expected a position to be on my top five needs, and it wasn't. And there were a couple positions that I saw like, whoa, they really have a need there. They really have a need more than I think people anticipate them having it. Like, it's really, really thin at that spot. And then a position that I thought, like before I jotted down my list of my top five positions of need for the Eagles entering the draft, I was sure this position would have a player on it. And it didn't. Now, I still think they could use someone there, and they might take someone in the first round at that position, but it wasn't one of their top five needs based on what I see right now on the roster. All right, let's dive into it. My top five needs for the Eagles in the 2025 NFL draft. We'll start with number five. We'll go in reverse order. My fifth biggest need for the Eagles that I think they need right now is someone that could play tackle and guard. Right now, the starters are pretty clear on the offensive line side in terms of four of the positions. Obviously, Mailata, Dickerson, Juergens, Lane Johnson. Left tackle, left guard, center, right tackle. Right guard, it's going to be a competition between Kenyon Green, who they acquired for the Texans in the C.J. Gardner-Johnson trade, and Tyler Steen. And I think Trevor Keegan, a fifth-round pick last year in Michigan, could be part of that. Okay, so a three-way competition at guard. If Green or Keegan win, Steen could be that swing guard tackle. Okay. If Steen wins, I think they're a little bit, thinner, and you have to have Keegan or Green as the interior backups. Now, Darian Kennard is an interesting player. When we had Ross Tucker on at Byrdstown Hall about a month ago, he brought up Darian Kennard as someone he loved and he thinks the Eagles really like as a backup tackle and someone that really came on during training camp last year and the preseason. And then now, look, the Eagles lost Fred Johnson, I think, to the Miami. It was either Miami or Jacksonville. He was somewhere down in Florida. But they lost Fred Johnson. Okay, so now you're a little thinner there. And I look at it, and I've seen some mocks where the Eagles take a first-round player in the first, first offensive lineman in the first round. Lane Johnson has spoken openly about being willing to draft, to groom his replacement the way Fletcher did with Jalen Carter, the way BG did with Nolan Smith, the way Jason Kelce did with Cam Juergens. So I could see the Eagles doing that if the right player is there. But I see them a little thin at that swing tackle slash fifth, sixth offensive lineman. They could use that. That's number five for me on my list. Number four is corner. And you might say, Joe, what are you talking about? They just drafted their first two picks last year. They got two corners in the top 40. They both started on the Super Bowl team. Understood. And that's absolutely true. But beyond those two, I find it to be a thin group of corners. So here are the Eagles' corners we know about. We know Quinyon Mitchell, and we know, obviously, Cooper DeJean, who I think they're going to bring back and put in the nickel again and put in the slot. Okay. Locked in, but you got another starting corner. You got to figure out, and then you have to think about the reserve. So right now they have Kelee Ringo slotted in as a starting corner. What concerns me about that is not that Ringo can't play at all. It's that last year when the Eagles had an opportunity, when Slay went out of the game, it was Isaiah Rodgers. They didn't seem to want to put Ringo out there. I know he came out of the draft way younger than most players, so you could kind of slot him into this year's draft, say, look at his age compared to those guys. If he was in this draft, where would he go? Okay, maybe he is like adding to this group this year a seasoned rookie, a rookie that comes in really ready because he's kind of been hanging out for a couple of years. Maybe, though. So Kelee Ringo is right now a starting corner. The depth at corner is Adoree Jackson, who Howie did say his best football is ahead of him. We'll see. Perry Nickerson, Eli Ricks, A.J. Woods. Those are the names that are next up at corner. That feels thin to me in a league that throws the football as much as it does right now. And now we're projecting immaculate health for Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. I mean, you need those guys to play every down of every game to feel good about your corner situation. If they don't, if they're banged up, anything happens, then we're talking about, let's say Quinyon misses some time. We're talking about Adoree Jackson and Kelee Ringo on the outside as full-time starters, and then Cooper as the inside guy. That feels thin. Corner, and I don't think they're going to do it in the first round, but corner feels like a sneaky need. It's number four for me on my list of the Eagles' five biggest needs entering the NFL draft. Number three, and I'm going to assume, and just the way Howie Roseman has spoke about this and the way Nick Sirianni spoke about this, I think it's a fair assumption. I'm going to assume Dallas Goedert's no longer part of this football team. Now, is he going to be gone tomorrow? Is he going to be gone during the weekend of the NFL draft? I don't know. Is he going to be gone in June? I don't know. Is this going to be like the Zach Ertz 2021 situation where this bleeds into the season? I don't know. But he's not going to be on the Eagles much longer. And if you kind of project the Eagles to reach their ceiling next year, go deep in the playoffs and play big games and all that kind of stuff, I don't think he's going to be around for that. So I look at a tight end room right now that has Grant Calcaterra, Kylan Granson, and Harrison Bryant. That's just not good enough. I mean, that's just not. And I think Grant Calcaterra showed some explosion last year in some of the catches he made down the field, and I think there's something there, and maybe he's a 1A with a rookie paired with him, but there's a need here at the tight end position. Is it a first-round pick? Is it a Mason Taylor, the tight end out of LSU, the son of Jason Taylor? Is it Harold Fannin, who has the tie? He was a Bowling Green kid, has the ties to the Eagles' new quarterback coach? Maybe. maybe it's a kid like that in the second or the third round, depending on where the Eagles think they have to move around to get him. But I think the Eagles need to add a young tight end to this group, especially when you kind of face the reality that Dallas Goedert's time with the Eagles is obviously coming to an end. I don't know when they're going to move on. I wouldn't be surprised if it's next weekend. I could see the Eagles using Dallas Goedert in a trade-up scenario. You know, back in the day when Howie came back into power after the Chip Kelly situation, he used Byron Maxwell, Kiko Alonso to move up in the draft, 13-8, and then jump from 8-2. And I'm not saying Dallas Goedert has ridiculous value, because we think we realize that he doesn't now at the price he's going to be paid this season. But there's something there. And let's say the Eagles are in the second round and they love an offensive line prospect, and they're sitting at 64, and there's a team sitting at 53, you know, 11 picks ahead of them. And that team was one of the teams that called about Dallas Goedert, you know, about a month and a half ago, and they couldn't come to an agreement on a deal. Well, instead of just swapping a fifth-round pick and throwing that in there, you throw Goedert in there, because that maybe is what his value is in the NFL right now. You use Goedert, you get off the money, and you move up in the draft. I want to keep Dallas Goedert. I made that crystal clear for a while. But if I'm not going to keep him, at least want to use him to help the team as an asset, not just a guy that you cut. And this would be a way to do it. Tight end is my third biggest need for the Eagles entering the 2025 NFL draft.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
All right, let's get to number two. And I think it is a glaring need, entering the NFL draft. Right now, the Eagles' depth chart at safety features Reed Blankenship, who's a good player. I wouldn't call him anything more than that, but he's a good player. And I thought it was interesting that Darius Slay shouted him out as an ex-veteran leader on this team with, you know, with Slay's time. I can't remember if Slay was gone or not, but, you know, time coming to an end. I guess he was about to be gone. But Reed Blankenship, liked, respected, good player, and he's by far the best safety on this team. The other starting safety as of this minute on the Eagles' depth chart is Tristan McCollum. And look, I don't want to judge a player just by small sample. There's obviously a reason why the Eagles have Tristan McCollum on this roster. And he's a young player, 25 years old. He hasn't got to play much in terms of his career. But I look at him, and every time that kid came in the game, the other team threw the ball over his head. He got here in 23, got into 14 games last year. I don't see it. And I don't see how he could be a starting safety next season on a big-time football team. So I think that is a huge hole. Now, I say this with two things in mind. One is Sidney Brown, if he's fully back from the injury he had 2 years ago, certainly has the skill set and the talent to take the spot here, and to become a starting-level player next season. Now, it seems like he plays a lot of control sometimes, but there's real talent there. There's real physicality. There's real speed. His brother, Chase, has become a good running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. I see it there with Sidney Brown, but he's got to figure it out. Got to be refined. Got to make those smart plays. We'll see where he's at in training camp. I think they're keeping the seat warm, hoping Sidney takes it. There's also the specter of Justin Simmons out there, you know, the free agent safety who played for Vic in Denver. So I could see this being, hey, Sidney Brown looks good in minicamp, and all of a sudden Justin Simmons is here as well. We got enough at safety. I could see that. But as of today, until I see Sidney Brown emerge and I see Justin Simmons sign, this is a very thin safety group. Reed Blankenship and Tristan McCollum as your starters, Lewis Cine and Sidney Brown as your backups, and then Andre Salmon there. I mean, they're an injury to Reed Blankenship away from having a liability at the safety position entering the season. Not even like, okay, we get by with this. A liability. That one is their second biggest need. And the biggest need that I see on the Eagles depth chart right now is defensive end tackle, however you want to frame. And the Eagles run a 3-4, base 3-4, right? So when I say defensive tackle, I'm talking about Jalen Carter. I'm talking about Milton Williams, guys that played on the outside shoulder of Jordan Davis, right? If we count that nose guard, Jordan Davis, as the middle, And then you put two guys that in the old 4-3 defense would play defensive tackle next to them, but they've kind of become the defensive ends here in this technique. And then you get the stand-up outside rushers, you know, your Nolan Smith, your Jalen, all that. Your Ojulari's. They're on the outside, kind of standing up. They could put their hand on the ground as a DN, and it could look like a 4-3 front. But what I mean is, like, those more classic defensive tackles, the Jalen Carter type of players, that's their biggest need entering the draft. Obviously, they have Carter, so that takes care of one. But the, you know, the depth behind Carter is right now Thomas Booker and Gabe Hall. Okay, those are your backups. But the other side is now more Ojomo as a starter full-time. Now, is he ready to be that Milton Williams kind of guy? A lot of people around the Eagles seem to think he will be. Ross Tucker, I mentioned, was on with us last month for Eagles Town Hall. He believes in him. But there's nothing behind more. I mean, when you look at the depth chart behind more Ojomo, there's nothing. Zero. I think that's their biggest need. They, you know, this thing could be a house of cards if Jalen Carter got banged up. If Jalen Carter got banged up, your defensive line, your three down linemen to start games would be Thomas Booker, Jordan Davis, and Moro Jomo. That's not good enough by any stretch of the imagination. It's thin. I think you need someone to help take the pressure off of Jalen Carter, to help take the pressure off Ojomo, who's trying to, you know, establish himself as a guy that could play 40, 50% of the snaps, a guy that could eventually be a cheaper pass rushing combination with Carter the way Milton Williams was. It's a huge need. I think we underrated Milton last year, and obviously the NFL did not, because you saw what he got in free agency. But I think that's a huge need. That's my number one need. So my needs in order. Number one, biggest need. Defensive tackle, you kind of the defensive end in the 4-3. Safety, tight end, corner, and that tackle guard, that swing offensive lineman that could start a guard or fill in a tackle. Those are my five biggest needs. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, really? No edge? And I when I started this exercise, before I started hit the record button here, I thought edge would be on my top five. It's not. Not that I can't see them using it, the first-round pick on that position, because it's a valuable position. And there's not, you know, things that you're sure of, the way you're more sure of Josh Sweat and all that. But Nolan Smith... And they lost. Look, they lost Brandon Graham. They lost Josh Sweat. So you would think edge is a need. I think they have enough there. I could see them going into the season saying, we're good here. Because they had Nolan Smith, who emerged down the stretch last season. They have, obviously, you know, Jalex Hunt, who emerged a little bit down the stretch last season. They still have Bryce Huff on the roster. You may laugh at that, but he's still here. They signed Azeez Ojulari. They signed Josh Uche. I mean, they have five guys they could put on the edge for two spots to rush the quarterback. Five guys. That doesn't strike me as a need. Now, it may be a strategy. You may want to upgrade there, and I'm okay with that. It doesn't strike me as big of a need as I thought it was when I started this exercise. Not like safety. Not like defensive end. It doesn't stand out like those positions. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Chris, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. And on YouTube. Live shows 6A to 6P on WIP Monday to Friday, including the midday show. Check it out live on YouTube. We love featuring you people on the show at 1:45 every day. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.